Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
As always, delighted to be joined by our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist, and let's not be forgetting TV star as well, major TV star, Edmund. Kind of, first of all, before we talk about your Northern Ireland trip or continue our chat about Northern Ireland, congratulations on the new TV show, off to an absolutely fabulous start last Sunday. You must be very happy about that. You getting asked for autographs yet, are you?
No. I mean, it's funny. I met somebody here where I live today, and he's a caretaker. He's a lovely guy, and he was like, "Jay said I saw you there on the telly on the side. I never knew there was caves up in Fermanagh." So great feedback, to be honest, Carol. Great and lovely to get that. We have another 5 weeks to run, and I discovered so many new things in the episodes as well. So people are genuinely surprised that there's so much that they never even knew about. You know, we're going to talk about some of those now.
Well, I thought I knew a fair amount about Northern Ireland, but as it turns out, I too know very little. And I am particularly interested in hearing what you have to tell us about your trip on this week's Travel Talk. Talk about going off the beaten track, Rathlin Island and the Lighthouse. This sounds absolutely delightful, I have to say.
Yeah, it is beautiful, Carol. You go right up to the ferry goes from Ballycastle, and I actually drove on it because I drove around the island. Now most people would go over like as foot passengers. Beautiful drive over, trip over, only about 35 minutes, and it really is absolutely stunning. Now it would be one of Europe's biggest seabird colonies, right? It's actually a nature reserve, the whole island, and it's just absolutely stunning. I mean, if you like wildlife and stuff like that, you're going to absolutely love it, because they have all these puffins, of course, Carol. Everybody loves puffins, guillemots, razorbills, kittiwakes, fulmars. Now, fulmars are these most beautiful birds, right? And they live to be 46, 47 years old. They look like sort of prettier seagulls. And, you know, we learn all about shags, gannets, you know, really, really fantastic. And they have a famous upside down lighthouse there, Carol, which is a feat of technological ingenuity, is what I'd have to say about it. Absolutely fantastic. And really, people are just kind of really surprised. Now, you can go into the lighthouse as well. We're talking here the genuine, you know, the real old, the lighthouse with the beam of light that goes around. Like, they're modernizing it, of course, these days, because there was no electricity on the island in times gone by, of course. So you see the whole history of it. And I must say, Liam McFall, who was our tour guide there, he lives on the island, Carl, his whole life, an island man. And just beautiful scenery. You get close to these birds. You're looking down on them. Really, really just gorgeous. Now, there's another smaller lighthouse on the island as well, Rue Lighthouse. And it's only 6 miles long. There's a lovely place, the Manor House. You can stay on the island, about 20 rooms. And there's a shop and there's a pub, you know, and it's all really lovely. And there's only 150 people live on the island, Carl, so it's very cheap. And it's only a £5 return for adults, three for children. It takes about sort of 20 to 30 minutes each way. And then there's a bus that you kind of meet and takes you around to the Seabird Centre. There's 98 steps, Carol, down to the viewing platform.
Really?
Where you'll see all these beautiful seabirds. So if you've mobility issues, might be a little bit difficult to do that part of it. But certainly, absolutely, it was something. I'm a great fan of the fame of the journalist, the travel journalist, Simon Reeves, who makes amazing programmes for the BBC. And I saw him doing this years ago and I was like, I want to do that. So it was a box ticked for me, and I was thrilled to do it. Like, I would have stayed there for a few days, but we went over at 10 and we came back at 5, which was the last ferry back. But you can stay as well on the island, and I think if you wanted something really special, it would be lovely.
I'm fascinated by lighthouses, I have to say. So
this one is amazing.
In a heartbeat. Tell me about the stone circles, because I'm really into this too.
Yeah, no, this was really incredible, right? Because this is like Stonehenge stuff. The Bemore stone circles, they're right beside the Dava Forest, and they've built a Dava Observatory because they've got dark skies there, and Mary McKeown up there has built this incredible observatory all about the planets. I mean, it'd be blown away by this stuff, right? But anyway, the stone circles themselves, they were discovered during peat cutting in the 1940s, and they consisted of 7 stone circles. Now, all of the rings are associated with cairns. They're sort of stone runs. You know, in Newgrange, when you book in, of course, every, you know, for the solstice, the summer solstice, and you wait for the sun, of course, it never comes because of the clouds, but, you know, it does some years. They were doing exactly the same thing here, tracking the sun. They've erected burial cairns, ceremonial circles, but Hugh McCloy, who was the guide there, Carol, now, Hugh reminded me of a druid or a new age. He's totally connected to nature, and he's got a company there called Embrace Tours. Now, they think, Carol, like, you know, the tribe of Dan came here. They think people from Syria were here like thousands of years ago. It's fascinating stuff. Anyways, Hugh said to me, take off your shoes and socks, Ed, and I want you to walk the circles. And I was like, da, da, da. So anyway, I did it. And do you remember I broke my leg skiing a few years ago and I have a pin in my leg and everything? The pin started tingling, Carol, when I was inside. You rotate inwards in as you walk. And as true as I'm talking to you here, I could feel this tingling. Now, I swear, since I've done this thing, this soul circle energy thing, my leg feels 10 times better. So I'm telling you, Carol, there is something incredible. Now, there's three rivers, he was telling me, that meet underneath the circle that I was doing. And in ancient times, they knew that this created this incredible energy. There was people up there doing ceremonies. Of course, coming up now to the 21st of June, Carol, there's going to be huge numbers of people will be going there who worship the elements and nature and Wiccan and witches and all sorts. But fascinating. And I have to say to you, I was like, I couldn't believe it. I said to, I was with Kieran, my friend of mine, was like, my leg is tingling. I was like, he was like, what are you on now, you know? But anyway.
Well, I mean, but it does stand to reason that if there are rivers underneath and you do have that energy.
You do.
I mean, you know, and considering, you know, I mean, we could go into a whole conversation about our bodies made up of water. So there's that connection there as well. So
there is.
I don't doubt that for a second, Ed, to be perfectly honest now, genuinely.
And, you know, the Celtic warriors and the warriors, they were even before the Celts. There was a great tradition of giants up there, right? Because there was a gene that they've discovered that they were 8 and 9 feet tall people. It's very interesting. But they would lie, the warriors would lie naked in the middle of the circles, and they would become like rejuvenated. They would fill with this energy, and apparently there was no stopping them. They could maraud and kill anybody after it. They were pumped up. So this wasn't airy fairy. Like they knew what they were at here, you know. The other thing that they've launched up there, which is wonderful, is called the Solar Walk. This links the OM Dark Sky Park, which is the observatory at the Dava Forest, with the stone circles. And they've this amazing 3.4 kilometer solar walk, Carol, that links the two, and it links the sky with the walk. So the astronomical sky and lunar alignments from both places, and you get an app on your phone and it shows you where all the planets are as you walk along it. Absolutely amazing stuff, right? I have to say to you now, fabulous. And the other thing I did was, there's a great guy up there, Colin Ross, who's a world champion mountain biker. There's a Dava Forest mountain bike trail, which is about 6 miles northwest of Cookstown there, right? Now there's gentle mountain biking, walking trails, but there's an impressive 16 kilometer red trail. I was doing mountain biking, car dropping down rocks. You know, the guys you see doing stuff. I got a class from Colin, and brilliant. You know, he tells you how to stay up on the bike. You go up high, you stay up, you keep your knees bent, you work the brakes. He gave me a whole lesson. And I was flying down these trails, sun blazing, blue skies. I thought I was in Yosemite or somewhere. It was fantastic. Absolutely brilliant.
Gorgeous.
So a real connect with nature experience, Carol. Absolutely brilliant. And there are glamping pods you can stay. There's the Sperrin Mountains, of course, around the area. This whole area was chosen by the ancients, really, because of this incredible position it had and the energy and the forests. It was just, it all ties in together.
Well,
but magic.
I have to say, I knew nothing about that. So it's been a real kind of eye opener for me. And definitely that is on my wish list. Got to go and check that out for myself. And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who are thinking the very same. If we want to find out more information, where do we go?
It's really all on the discovernorthernireland.com website, Carol. You'll also get it on there. If you look to Dava Sky, D-A-V-A-G-H, if you look Dava Sky's Observatory, or, you know, the Ben Orsaron circles, but it's all up there. Now, I'll be taking you next week, Carol, to see Ireland's only planetarium in Armagh, by the way, which is fantastic. I'll be going to Coney Island, Van Morrison's song. I went to see where it actually all originated from, just outside Newcastle in County Down.
Great song that is too, I have to say. And we look forward to hearing all about that next week. And in the meantime, of course, we can take a look at what you've been up to on part two of A Giant's Welcome, which is on Virgin Media tomorrow night at 6 o'clock as well. So very much looking forward to that too.
Absolutely, Carol. No, really good. And the stuff we were talking about today as well will be on later in the series, which will be lovely. So people will actually be able to see what we were chatting about today as well.
Oh, good. We'll have to remind everybody about that then, because I'd like to see that myself. All right, Ed. Well done. Great job.
Thanks a million, Carol. All the best now. Have a great weekend.
Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.